Benito Vergattini on Smile 90.4 FM.
In terms of caring for the environment on Saturday is a terrific event to effect just that. In fact, Saturday the 15th culminates a cleanup week with a global activation involving many local organizations playing a role in World Cleanup Day. It is estimated that each year 8 million tons of litter end up in the environment, causing a serious threat to people, wildlife, soil, water and air. The World Cleanup Day is a call to action for you and I, decision makers, and all citizens alike to take action in solving the waste problem. Now, for the past 22 years, Plastic SA has been partnering with Ocean Conservancy by coordinating South Africa's involvement in the annual International Coastal Cleanup Day. Now, this event takes place in September and sees thousands of volunteers each year collecting and removing litter from our waterways as part of Cleanup and Recycle SA Week. Now, this year, the week takes place from the 10th through till the 15th of September, culminating in the first World Cleanup Day, which is happening this Saturday, the 15th of September. Packaging waste continues to be one of the biggest culprits when it comes to pollution of our water sources and marine environment. However, as one of the first signatories of the Marine Debris Declaration, whereby 74 plastics associations from around the world have committed themselves to fight marine litter in 2011, Plastics SA actively supports projects in six key areas aimed at contributing to sustainable solutions, namely education, research, public policy, sharing best practices, plastics recycling and recovery, and plastic pallets containment. Joining us this evening on The Honest Truth is John Kesser. He's the sustainability manager for Plastics SA.
So Plastics SA is the industry representative. We represent the whole plastics industry. So that will be from the polymer makers to the various manufacturers to the recyclers. So it's everything that entails plastics in South Africa. We represent them via our various associations.
John, who is involved in the big cleanup happening in Cape Town this week?
Okay, in a Cape Town context, there's a lot of cleanups happening. Just for an instance, I'm in Pondoland still at the moment. I'm starting to drive back, and it's just managing all the and coordinating the cleanups here in the Transkei and the Wild Coast area, because it's such a large focus on plastics at sea at the moment. It's never been as intense as at the moment. You know, we've been doing the cleanups for 25 years, and for the first time, we are actually so inundated with asking for support for cleanups that it's now turned out to an 18-hour day for us, just trying to get all the material to the various people. In the Cape Town area, very much the same. What has happened over the past few years in the Cape Town area is there's a large collection of about six various organizations that have formed that are focusing on the issue of plastics at sea and plastics in the environment and doing weekly and monthly cleanups and obviously trying to ask people to once use plastics lesser than possible if they can try and ignore them. So Cape Town's very healthy at this moment. We also sit with the municipality in Cape Town that actually really works. You know, that slogan that they've got, the city that works for you, it's really truthful. Their area cleansing is superb. Their area cleansing on the coastline is very good. And obviously the city of Cape Town supports recycling as much as they can.
Can you share more about the partnership with Let's Do It SA? I see they are joining you in the cleanup day happening, as we had spoken about, coming Saturday.
We've got various partnerships. Obviously, the World Cleanup team is in South Africa for the first time. They've joined in the International Coastal Cleanup because we have a network and we have the various contacts. Network is very, very, very important because you've established this network over many years, and it's a group of people, group of organizations, companies that every year they use this time to raise awareness on the issues of pollution, plastics, especially plastics at sea. And this is their time when they get out there and try to make a difference. It's also very easy in the Southern Hemisphere because it's spring. So it's a bit of a spring cleanup, and that's the wonderful energy out of that. So apart from the World Cleanup team, we've got obviously a a lot of big retailers on board. Pick and Pay, Coca-Cola, Woolworths is on board. Apart from that, there are smaller organizations, CalPAC, which is a supporting us in the fleet, Toyota. So I can go on. There's a whole list of people that's supporting this cleanup, and that's what makes it so much easier for us. Because at the end of the day, the industry tries its best throughout the year, but we just don't have the amount of funding we need for this for September for the international cleanup and the world cleanup team. So all the support helps to make sure that as many beaches and many riverways, waterways gets cleaned as possible.
Now, as an umbrella agency, what is your reaction to companies like Coca-Cola, who do use tons of plastic in their operations, standing up and being a part of the cleanup?
If there is one organization that in the plastic recycling industry is the darling of them all, is an organization, the Polymer Group sector, that was formed basically by Coca-Cola to increase the recycling of PET bottles in South Africa. And those are the cool drink bottles that Coca-Cola makes in Tokyo tonight. So they set themselves various targets, and there is literally millions of money spent in extended producer responsibility projects to ensure that that material is collected. And then it is recycled into fiber or back to bottle to bottle. And for me, that's also been one of the success stories. It's one of the reasons why we don't have to import polyester into South Africa anymore, because we make enough polyester in South Africa from recycled bottles to supply our own industry. If there's one item that we've noticed a major interest, especially now that there's energy in the rivers, it's multi-layer plastics, and those are your chip packets, you know, your food packaging, material like that, where there's an aluminum layer within the plastic. There's more and more and more of that material finding its way into the environment. We've had a few cleanups now already.
Now, for those holding their own initiatives, what would you suggest, maybe using the Dirty Dozen method when sorting waste, so that materials do end up in a recycling bin?
Well, that's the critical part. It, you know, we try to cover as much areas as possible. I specifically focus on areas where there is no servicing happening or ecologically sensitive areas. That's why I'm in the Condoland area at the moment. It's audited. The Dirty Dozen digestion, as you mentioned, is a very good way to go. The Dirty Dozen material, try and there's a lot of cleanups that's going via the EcoBrief way, putting all the material they collect into plastic bottles and then supplying it to the EcoBrief project, which is wonderful. I can't much for more. Then also just to ensure that the material that you collect is put in a place where either the area cleansing will be able to remove it. But that's the critical part about the cleanups. It's not about just raising awareness. It's to ensure that material that's lying on the beach or the waterway, before the next tide comes in or the wind blows it back into the sea, that we capture it now before it enters the sea again.
I believe that South Africa's recycling rate is higher than Europe, with the Western Cape leading the way in South Africa. Is this true, John?
I know when people hear things like that, they think, yeah, sure, that's what the industry says. But I can really vouch for that as an environmentalist, that the South African recycling industry is really working hard. The industry is really trying their utmost best to ensure that the material that they generate, as little as that as possible, goes to landfills. And obviously, most of it still goes to landfill sites. But we are doing very good work. We've always been ahead of the Europeans when it comes to foam recycling, that's plastic bags and sheet foam. And obviously that's the difficult thing to recycle, but we've always been ahead of them. They've never, you know, France until a few years ago never collected plastic bags and material like that. Now they do, because they've been forced to. We've been doing it for years. We're very good in the field of recycling cling wrap, which is used more and more. People just can look around them and they'll start seeing more and more of it being used to encase bricks and furniture and things like that. We're very good at recycling that. And we do not depend at the moment, as the Europeans do, on energy to waste with our plastics. So we don't incinerate our plastics at the moment. It is a field we are looking in for the rest of the material. And obviously other materials like pyrolysis and things like that. But we're doing it in baby steps. We want to ensure that it's done in a sustainable way, and it's done in such a way that the recycling industry doesn't get harmed by it.
So clean up the environment first before taking on waste to energy generation.
Yes, that's possibly one of the ways to go, because obviously plastics have got a high calorie value. When you burn it, it's oil. If you burn it, it creates a lot of heat, which obviously will create a lot of steam, which you can generate heat from. There is a plant already being established. It's still not working in the Drapingstone area. So we are looking at it at the moment to obviously reduce that amount of material that's still finding its way to landfill.
Thank you so much for your time and for being a part of the conversation this evening on The Honest Truth. John Kesser, Sustainability Manager at Plastics SA, involved with the World Cleanup Day together with Let's Do It Africa, taking place on this Saturday, the 15th of September. And on this day, it's not just us in Cape Town who are going to be involved, because more than 150 countries around the world will be mobilized to pick up litter. World Cleanup Day on Saturday will start in New Zealand when the sun rises and move around the globe with the time zones until it sets and ends in Hawaii 36 hours later. And South Africa is certainly proud to be one of the 60 countries from the continent who will be participating in this year's event. A big thank you to my guests joining me in conversation this